I've been a panelist on this for about 8 years, and I think it's like the Academy Awards of professional services, especially in this city. So it's quite an honor to see, for me, of course, but for all of the people who are involved in it, all the companies at various size levels. And if you've seen the responses inside over the years, you'd know what I mean by that. I mean, it's really raucous. You know?
Yeah. It's a tremendous honor for the folks that are selected for Contractor of the Year, Executive of the Year, and so on. What's the call like when they call you and say, Paul, we want you to come and you're going to be inducted into this Hall of Fame? Some of these folks that have just are in the pantheon of this.
Oh, well, you got to be proud. I mean, I'm honored. But when you take a look at guys like Earl Williams and Phil O'Dean and fellows like that, you say, I don't even think of myself in the same. I don't think I'm that old, quite frankly. But, no, you know, I'm 74 and had a great career here in Washington, got married, met my wife in Arlington, and it's just been wonderful. My son's in the industry. My daughter's associated with the industry in public relations and so on with Corvus Communications. So it's a family affair for me.
You transitioned from government to industry in 1992. What's the difference that you see in government and contracting the relationship then as opposed to now?
It's hard to it cycles back and forth. I really had a great career in government. I enjoyed it immensely, except the part of when I got fired in the Reagan administration. And I voted for the guy, you know. I thought he was a great president. But he had certain aspects of what he felt was not a government, the duties of the government. And I happened to be at Entergy working on stupid things in the 70s like electric cars and things like that. And he thought that was the purview of the private sector. So, but it was the best decision for me to go into the private sector, and I've enjoyed that aspect of it too.
What's the level of communication like between government and industry now? Is it getting better? Is it not as good as it's been, or staying about the same? What's your sense of that?
I think on the program level and the mission level, it's really tight. I think where you start to see departures is in the contract administration. I hate to say it, but contract professionals in the public sector, they transition very, very quickly. They don't last very long for professional reasons, and they move on, and there's no consistency in how the programs are put together. So there's always this dichotomy between the mission people who absolutely meld with their brethren on the other side, and the contract people who try to make an adversary kind of a situation. But I think it was better back when I was around in the government. There seemed to be a real camaraderie between the private and public sector people. There's a lot of public sector people who'll be here today, especially in the contracting side. You might want to ask her opinion.
What's one, two, or three things that government could do to help the services sector help them better, and vice versa? What are the one, two, or three things that the services industry could do better or more of to serve the government better, do you think?
Well, I think the whole process of getting contracts has morphed into almost a 2 to 3 year agenda, and it doesn't help anybody. I don't think it helps the government. It certainly doesn't help the private sector in the planning. I'm on the board of about four companies, and I got to tell you, that's all we talk about is what used to take 6 months to get a contract now is 2 years. So if somebody's going to work on it, it's got to be to consolidate that time span between when an RFP comes out and when an actual contract is awarded and not protested any longer.
It's interesting because the cycle for agile development and the emphasis on agile development has really pushed delivery down to a couple of weeks to maybe a 30-day cycle, and yet we don't seem to be able to apply the same concepts on the acquisition side.
No, that's true. And I think the other thing that you see today that you didn't see in the past, especially in systems integration and systems development, is the whole concept of scrums and the interaction between the public and the private sector at the technical level. which is so important. I mean, if you looked at past programs like the modernization of the IRS, that's still ongoing, for crying out loud. How long has that been out there? There was no interaction between the public sector and the private sector in that development. And I think this agile development is a step in the right direction.
What else do you see on the landscape right now that gives you cause for hope for progress in contracting in the next 2 to 5 years?
Not much. No, I think what's happened is what you're seeing is the O&M services are becoming a commodity. I think the true systems integration and development is always going to be a step above higher level. But you know, the actual running of the systems, which is goes to the public, goes to the private sector sometimes, that, you know, that's a you know, LPTA kind of environment. And I'm not too keen on that, but sometimes technically qualified at low price doesn't necessarily be the best value to the government.